That train stops at every one of them.
No, it does, Mr. Holmes, it does.
And if our friends get off anywhere along the line, then Sergeant Walters will be right there with them.
Sergeant Walters?
The plain clothes man I posted at Isha's station for just this eventuality.
Baines, you will rise high in your profession. You have instinct and intuition.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
If I may say so, without offense,
my dear sir,
your powers seem superior to your opportunities.
You're right. Yet we stagnate in the provinces, but a case of this sort gives a man a chance. Yes. A definite chance.
This is the police. Keep your hands where I can see them. Oh, dear God.
I was pleased with myself because I had a man on the train. He didn't notice a damn thing. We couldn't release the details to the press.
Surely the public have a right to know.
Not in this case, Mr. Scott Eccles. You didn't see the state of the bodies. You don't know this, gentlemen, but earlier we found some remains in Garcia's kitchen. Somewhere from a cockerel. It had been ripped apart, amongst other things.
What are you saying, Inspector?
The parts, what was left of them, were arranged in a certain way. Laid out. Henderson and Lucas,
their bodies were in the same condition.
Exactly the same.
Dear God. How did the cook escape?
He pulled the cell window clean out of the wall.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. The size of the man.
There's been no sign of him since, of course, or of the other servant. The pair of them might just as well have vanished into the air.
What about Madame Durando? Will you be charging her as an accessory?
There are certain difficulties, Doctor.
How did it happen?
God only knows, Mr. Holmes. She disappeared from the hospital right under the noses of her guards.
She was a remarkable woman.
With a remarkable friend.
Their descriptions have gone out to all the ports, of course, but somehow I don't think we'll be seeing them again.
Cheer up, Inspector. You unmasked Henderson after all. Quite a feather in your cap.
And besides, the drama played to its proper conclusion. It's not only in the courtroom that justice can be done.
And now I remember the latest and the last. I remember Aloysius Escamano Garcia.
So it ends, the spirit's race.
We turn from the past and look to the future. The green and the white.
The green and the white.
In Wisteria Lodge, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Dominic Letts as Inspector Baines, Geraldine Fitzgerald as Miss Burnett, and David King as Mr. Scott Eccles. Garcia was played by David Thorpe, Jesus by Steve Hodson, Carlo by Gareth Armstrong, and Warner by Michael Onslow. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. Wisteria Lodge was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools, and directed by Patrick Rayner.